Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Drake is being real mysterious about his upcoming album, Scorpion, which is due to hit stores June 29th. He got so mysterious that you could start seeing some messages pop up on billboards. One reading, Scorpion, June 29th. Another reading, Is There More? Another one, Don't Hit Me When You Hear This, or A-Side, B-Side. I mean, it's being clever. Good marketing campaign. Are you going to download it or not? XXXTentacion's mother is confirming that the late rapper has a child on the way, revealing a sonogram picture. And this, according to TMZ, the brutal killing of rising rapper XXXTentacion, or XXXTentacion, continues to weigh in heavy on the minds of family, friends, and fans. His mother has remained strong as the investigation into the murder of her sons has been advancing. She remains an important source of information and updates regarding his death. Very, very active. There was a visual last night where she revealed the tattoo artist Dedrick Williams had been arrested in connection of the crime. Now, on her official Instagram page, she also mentioned that her son was expecting a child. She did not reveal the name of the baby or the baby mother, a mother-to-be, excuse me, but the news brings to mind the viral video going around of X speaking about death in his life. The woman is allegedly 4 months pregnant, not his ex-girlfriend, Geneva. Those of you who follow his life know what I'm talking about. Okay. Jim Jones was hit with 4 felonies after a wild police chase in Georgia, and this is not a part of a movie scene. This, according to AughtHipHop.com, rap star Jim Jones is the latest member of the Diplomats to face some serious legal problems. Jim is facing charges in Georgia after a group of people he was traveling with were caught with drugs and a gun. According to reports, Jim was a passenger in the backseat of a car which was pulled over in Coweta County, Georgia. Cops approached the vehicle. The driver accelerated at a high rate in an attempt to flee. During that chase, the driver struck a deputy's vehicle before finally coming to a stop. When police searched the vehicle, they found loaded guns, a cache of drugs, including marijuana, vape cartridges, oxy, perks, loaded pistols, and cash. Jim admitting to possessing the oxy and the perks, since he allegedly has a prescription for both drugs. He also claims he told the driver to stop, but she was apparently under the influence of some sort of drug. She? No one took ownership of the guns, one of which was reportedly stolen. Jim Jones has been released out on bail at $7,000. He isn't the only member of Dipset facing legal issues. Remember Juel Santana? He's looking at 10 years in prison, caught smuggling a 2-shot pistol through an airport in Newark. Okay, so Tyga is feeling himself. According to All Hip Hop News, says an unnamed agent claims that he booked Tyga to perform at a nightclub and a couple of other venues. Tyga was paid $120,000 for the gig, given $21,000 to cover airline tickets for him and his team. The agent, however, claims Tyga was working with rival clubs and double-crossing them. He allegedly used the other deal to try and bump up the club's price, reportedly telling the agent, "This club should give me an offer I can't refuse." The agent and club officials refused to increase their offer, so the rapper pulled out of the performance. Tyga, who has been sued on multiple occasions for allegedly owing people money, one being his baby mama, Blac Chyna, promised the agent he would refund the $141,000 that he was paid, but he never did. The agent is also suing him for that $141,000 plus damages in excess of $600,000 for profits lost over the failed performance. How about not booking Tyga? Rick Ross is ordered to pay up millions in a trademark dispute. He's reportedly been hit with a $2 million judgment in his trademark infringement case. Now, there's an independent rapper who sued Rick Ross and his label bosses at Def Jam Records and Universal Music Group back in 2015 for trademark infringement, unjust enrichment, and misappropriation, claiming Ross began using the stage name Mastermind without his permission. This guy took issue with it because he has been known as Mastermind for 17 years, during which he had the name trademarked. He's seeking $2 million in damages and an injunction to stop Rick Ross from using the moniker, but the 42-year-old fired back with a countersuit asking him to dismiss the case. In 2016, a judge sided with Rick Ross, tossed the case out. The guy won an appeal and has been awarded his request for damages. This according to Bossip.com. Ross has yet to respond to that appeal ruling. All this money being thrown around. Somebody throw me something.